Oh, yeah. Why do we have two different microphones?
They're going to be used for different purposes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was actually set up in the microphone array data, and just the file data, and then that's the data. Different groups of different types of sound.
What was the difference? The agenda for this meeting is, initially we have the prototype presentation by our two designers, and then we'll evaluate it, given the criteria that, that we gave it, and talk about our finances, whether we were under or over our budget. I have a spreadsheet where we can calculate our prices for every aspect of what we've made, given our options, and evaluate the product as a group.
Okay.
And so, first we'll have the prototype presentation. Do you need the PowerPoint?
Yeah, I've just got a few slides.
All right.
Sure. Okay.
Here we are. This is what we came up with. It's a pretty simple design. It's based on a mango.
Mango. Mango.
Yeah. And we have the company logo here. And this will be the infrared there. And this will be the PowerPoint. The
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, what was it? Where's the LED?
It's in the middle of the middle of the arch.
Oh, okay.
And then the other one is the part. And we just have a simple design. We want it all to be
palm
accessible. Palm held.
Yeah.
All buttons are accessible from your thumb.
Mercy have a number 10 button.
Oh, that was a mistake, wasn't it? I was in charge of the numbers. And this is just that we've got like 11 in front of the plus.
So 1 plus 1
would
be 11.
3 or something.
Oh, you press a plus button?
Then you go 1, 3, yeah.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of that kind before.
Well, we just thought we have all the numbers here, so we wanted something representative of numbers larger than 10.
Yeah. Because if you, on your average remote, if you press 1 twice, you just go to, you want to channel 12, you press 1, then you go to channel 1, and then 2, then you just go to channel 2 instead of 12.
Oh, there's no,
so if you
okay.
just like 1 plus 2, you could go to channel 12, or 2 plus 2 is channel 20. Would you have to go 0 plus 1 if you want to go to channel 1 or 2?
No, that's how we have all these numbers, these numbers all work independently up to 9.
Yeah, but I mean, if you press it, it'll go to that channel right away.
Yeah.
Because you got to press the plus afterwards.
Oh, no, the plus is only for if you're going past the number 9.
Yeah, I know, but if I want to go to, say, number 65, channel 65, if I press the 6, it'll go to channel 6, and then I'll press the plus, and then it'll go to 6, and then put the 5, and it'll go to 65.
You press the plus first. It doesn't, we haven't heard. I would have thought you pressed the plus 1 to 96, but she didn't say it's plus.
I get what you're getting fairly defined. I wouldn't have thought it would be a problem that it went to channel 6 first, like on the way to channel 65.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah,
I suppose it's not like. Well,
there's a delay on remotes, I think, where you can have it. It's like a 5-second input time, so as long as you hit them, that.
Yeah.
It should be fine.
Yeah.
As long as there's not a big pause between hitting the two buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So on the top there is volume and
channel.
Channel and volume up. Okay, cool.
You could just zoom at that without thinking about it.
Right? Yeah.
Where's the power button?
It's in the middle.
It's the R.
Does it get off?
Oh.
So it's just like.
Yeah. It's all accessible. It's like taking half off the remote.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We went for like a circular design for the numbers because we thought that was kind of a more natural movement than just going like that with your thumb.
Oh, okay.
Ergonomics are all concerned.
Ergonomics.
Yeah.
That might actually help with the repetitive stress injury.
It could cause another type of repetitive stress. But yeah, no, I mean, it's a different movement. So.
Yeah.
And the feel of it, I mean, we've made this out of Play-Doh, which is representing the, you know, the rubber.
Yeah.
The spongy weatherness. Because it was said before in the material specification that this anti-RSI materials often used in stress balls. So this has got a, you know, a bit of give to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel
it.
Feel
yeah.
Do you like to feel it?
Yes.
How
long have you had?
My goodness. Thanks.
Just me? Oh, it's nice. Oh, I think I killed the five. I did. Oh, I killed the four. Oh, God.
Okay, as the colours are all presented with a limited range.
Oh, it smells good.
Colours for this prototype. But we're thinking that, seeing as we're having it in interchangeable casing anyway, that this is not necessarily a representation of the true colours that we would necessarily use or the combination. And I'm thinking to carry on with the fruit and vegetable theme, the colour combination just could be named after different fruit.
Oh,
but now it's the black and yellow watermelon, obviously, you know, vanilla might be the most popular if it just blends in more settled cream instead of the others are all a bit garish.
I think like vanilla and banana would.
Banana is more representative of our colour scheme, like the company, the yellow and the black.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that for corporate identity, that would probably be the most straight. I mean, watermelon, you know, probably
yeah.
Seasonal. Apple green, brown, more kind of trendy, you know, khaki.
The pomegranate's kind of gray and funky kind of. And then you can always more for the more sophisticated customers.
Yeah.
But that's an odd deco.
Okay. Yeah, we thought of the components, it was definitely focus of ergonomics and just a single handheld device. I mean, you don't need to use both hands. One hand to hold this and type in the other, you can just use your thumb.
Yeah.
As I said, the rubber can we use the comfort and anti-RSI. Yeah, that's about it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Good work.
Hello.
All right. And so now that we've become a prototype, we need to go over the finances and see if this prototype matches what our budget can handle.
Mm-hmm.
So I have something I'm going to.
You want
to? Do you need to do a presentation first?
I don't know what order it goes in.
Yeah,
I have one.
Check that out for a second. Oh yeah, sorry.
Evaluation. Okay,
materials.
That's me. Hello. Okay. Come on my computer. Sorry, my computer's giving me technical difficulties. Should I press it again? Last time I did that, it's... Okay, you're right.
And then again, I think.
Oh, still not there?
Yeah.
Okay, now I think for this one, I could, would you guys prefer to use the whiteboard, or maybe I'll just do it on right on the screen where you can see it. We're going to be doing an evaluation report together based on the prototype that we've just seen. And looking back at my notes from both our conceptual and our functional meetings, I made a list of what our original requirements and goals were back to our kickoff meeting this morning. And we'll evaluate as to whether we've done what we set out to do. And we're going to do it on a 1 to 7 scale, where 1 is true and 7 is false. So basically, the lower the points, the better. Okay, so question number 1. Does the remote, whoops, sorry. Oh, I'm not going to, I'll do it on the whiteboard. I can't change it. So I'm going to ask you to push it down once.
Okay.
I'll write down our scores up on the. Okay, so number 1. Do we have a fancy look and feel?
Feel, I think, would be quite successful with the WebEx and
the look is a little bit more playful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it depends on your definition of fancy, but it's definitely different. It's not
yeah,
your traditional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the color has a lot to do with it. I mean,
mm-hmm.
the colors we were given for making the prototype aren't.
Yeah, I like the potato look.
Yeah.
It's very different.
Oh, well,
it's what? Oh, sorry, the mango. The mango. Yeah, it is fruit or vegetable, depends on your mood.
Yeah, totally.
So I myself would say a 1 or a 2.
I would say 2.
I would say 2.
Okay.
And
1 being true. So.
I had 2.
2? Okay. this might get confusing. Okay, so question number 2 was, is it technologically innovative? So I know we have the kinetic energy, which is very innovative.
Yeah, and the use of the rubber.
The use of the rubber,
the
use of the
RSI.
LED.
The LED use isn't particularly innovative. And we don't have any scroll buttons, it's all push buttons, there's no LCD control, so if you're thinking about the rest
mm-hmm.
of the market,
yeah.
It's sort of probably halfway. In some aspects, it is.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, it's tough to say because we didn't want it to be any more innovative than this because then I would have defeated the purpose. So, I mean, we'll put 3, but I think we actually reached our goal.
Yeah.
We didn't want it any more than that. Okay, question number 3. Will it be easy to use?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's, can't really get confused with that. I mean, we have to work out the number,
the
plus system, but once that's figured out, it should be fine.
Yeah.
Number 4, is this a good looking remote? Remember that 75% of users find most remote controls ugly.
Again, I think the color comes into it.
Yeah, color will definitely be ugly.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the logo could be smaller.
Okay. Yeah.
And maybe not just a prominent way. Maybe like at the bottom.
Management said that it had to be
prominent.
Whoops.
Or
just had to be on there.
Just not touch it. This time
it's
the 3 I killed. I was just wondering if it should be like flatter. Or
I suppose I've got quite big.
I like the appeal of it being like a big glob.
Yeah. But you know what I just thought of thing? Where's it going to sit in your living room? Is it not going to fall off?
Maybe it's the bottom is just sort of flat.
Yeah, the bottom could be like
chopped
a bit.
But then fill it comfortably in your
hand. Oh, that's true.
It would still be comfortable.
Maybe
yeah,
it could
be
very it could be on the bottom, so you wouldn't lose, like if it's flat here, so it sits up.
Yeah.
Like that.
Well, that would be
nice. I fall over all the time.
Yeah, it's less
if it's weighted maybe. details. Okay, so is this a good looking remote? And we want to show it off to our friends.
You have to, that it's more interesting than all the
things. Yeah.
I think it was another color and it was like, I think it would look okay. Maybe two.
I mean, I get, yeah, it's personal taste, but.
That rather than like your average.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Romance like that, but definitely in another color. I don't know how to
do that. Okay, so should we say two for that?
Sure.
Yeah. Question number five was, will people be willing to spend 25 euros on this product? Remember that 80% of users were willing to spend more money when remote control looked fancy.
I think we have to market it in the right way,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To say that it was simplistic, so people don't just see it and think, this is so simplistic, I don't want to spend 25 euros, we have to market
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the marketing will have a lot to do with it. Shake it and the buttons fall off. No, I guess I don't know much about the remote control industry, how much your average sells for.
You're a marketing expert.
I know, I am, aren't I?
I think they're about 10
But you don't have to buy batteries, so in the long term, this can actually save you money, so we'll market it that way too.
Exactly.
So yeah, I think with a good marketing scheme and the personalization options, so
yeah, I would give it a two.
Yeah.
Okay, number six. Can someone read it out?
Does this prototype match the operating behavior of the average user?
Yeah.
So that was mainly that.
Yeah, I think it's
the statistics we said.
Yeah, because the most accessible buttons are the volume and the channel changing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you don't have to think about it. You don't have to look down to find it.
Yeah, I guess I think the key word there is average, because there were some people that used the video input and sound and stuff,
yeah.
But they're not you and I, really. So, okay, so one?
Yeah.
Okay, number seven. Heather, can you push it down? Will this remote control be easy to find when lost? Remember that 50% of users lose their remote regularly. No, is there
the alarm system.
Is the alarm system still, was it implemented?
Yeah,
lights on and will flash as well, but I mean, it's not obvious from the outside that that's going to happen. Because you can't particularly see
the inside.
Yeah, it'll
be like,
it will.
Oh,
but
was
it
going to
make
noise? Because the button makes a noise, right?
Yeah.
It turns into a duck and starts quacking.
Yeah.
Here I am.
Awesome. If it was having an alarm system, I mean, when it lights up, if it was hitting underneath the cushion or something, there wouldn't be any point. So you can't see the alarm, but it would light up.
I thought
okay.
It was really noise.
Yeah, alarm. You can't see an alarm inside. It's the alarm system itself.
Okay.
Well, you're just explaining why it's not on the prototype.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be there. So we can we could say that
Sorry.
We could give it a one because compared to every other remote ever made, this one will be easier to find.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Question number eight. Will it be easy to learn how to use this remote when brand new? Remember that 34% of users usually found it difficult. So it has to be, yeah, they'll pick it up and they'll know what to do. The plus thing needs to be worked on.
Yeah. Just because
we've
decided to reduce it down to the basic buttons, I think that in itself makes it.
Does it make more sense for the middle one to be just an enter button? So then you would have to push two buttons every time, at least.
Yeah, since it's like channel six.
That makes it annoying when it's 0, 6,
and
you have to press
0.
You could just press 6, enter, or 1, 2, enter.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I think that's probably more straightforward. Yeah, good point.
Okay, so we can, we'll say yes, it's one?
Yeah.
Okay. Question number nine, will it minimize the effects of RSI, which was repeated strain injury, which affected over a quarter of users?
Okay, so that's like right in the...
But if you're
your thumb might get a little...
Yeah, that's
yeah,
a thing.
I just think it won't.
We may have to do some more research in the other...
But it's soft.
Mm-hmm.
It's soft.
And that's kind of what the
and people
the PowerPoint
could
slide thing said might be good for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I don't know what other options there are.
Yeah,
that's true. I mean, you can hold it in your left hand and use your index finger. But there's not really any other options unless it's like a keyboard. So
yeah.
I think we did as much as you can with the remote control.
Yeah.
So one or two, do you think?
I think two.
Okay. Okay, number 10, did we somehow incorporate the company color and logo?
Yes.
Now, is the color going to be there even if it's like vanilla? Is the yellow?
We can't really do that because, for example, on the banana thing, we can't have it as being yellow.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like the color is something that we...
Yeah, the colors are yellow and gray.
Yeah.
So it could be gray on the banana one.
Yeah, it could be gray.
Yeah.
But I mean, the yellow, yeah, the yellow is ugly though, depending on
the... Yeah, that's
why. So I think we'll have to talk to our executive managers and see if we can get away with just the RR.
Yeah, I think this is the fact that we've been least successful.
Okay. Yeah, and the buttons in the middle. Okay, so do you think that's more of a three then? Three, four?
Four, I think.
Four?
Well, I don't.
But we have good reasons for it, so but we can still put a four?
Okay.
Okay, and final question. Do we stay true to our motto and put the fashion into electronics? Current trends of fruits and veggies desire for sponginess.
More like tubes, there's no pictures of fruit, it's just sort of naming it by fruit.
Yeah.
Like
the colors
that
you name.
Now, are the plates interchangeable? I think I missed
a few. Yeah.
They are. So you could have banana and kiwi. And
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's something that's kind of in the making too. Like maybe it'll become more.
It's fashionable in itself, have interchangeable plates.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, I think if somebody saw that and said, what was that inspired for? I don't know if you'd instantly say, mango. Maybe if it was scented. Oh, yeah. There we go. That was great. I'll give money for that. All right, so based on this evaluation, we average them out?
Yes, we do. So what was I going to put for that? A two for fashion?
I would say two.
Okay, so our average there 5, 6, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 19, 21 divided by 11 is
1.9.
Yeah.
Between 1 and 2.
Between 1 and 2.
Okay.
That close.
Yeah, that's very good because the highest we could have got is 1. That seem right there?
Yeah, because we're
okay.
I think it should be more on two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. So we have another one. Okay. Yeah, this one's for 9.
Oh,
wow. Well, that's like now with that over and done with, our next step is to see if we're under budget. And my computer's frozen. It's not. So in our shared folder, if everyone could go there right now.
Sorry.
I'm going to
Oh, you're gonna do
steal
that?
Steal a cable.
Okay.
Is that the project?
It's an Excel file.
Production cost.
Yeah. Okay. Production cost. And I have to access that as well. One moment. Okay. So far, I've added what I think. Yeah.
I'm gonna open up the second one then. This lock threading, I have the original in my email account.
Was it locked because I'm in it?
I don't know.
I think it just means that we can't add any more to it now. Have you completed it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I was thinking that you guys did.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. So we need to tally up how much our product will be costing. So you can look up at the screen, the live screen. I guess looking at your own too and telling you what you think. Okay, we're using Kinetic, which is quite a lot of expensive materials.
Yeah.
We're using a regular chip.
Yeah.
It's curved, it's double curved, so it's curved on another three, we're already at five. We're using plastic and rubber.
Yeah.
So, I think plastic is pretty plastic.
What's a special color?
Yeah. I guess we should do it just for one kind.
Yeah.
So it's like special color, we'll have two colors, right?
Yeah.
Well, one color for the case, one color for the buttons,
mm-hmm.
so we can.
Mm-hmm.
We have a push button interface, so that's expensive. And we have a special color for the button, and we also have a special form. And special material. Which puts us just barely in the budget. Hooray!
Congratulations!
So operating cost is 1220 euros. Awesome. And back to our PowerPoint. So okay. Yes, we are. So we need to do a product evaluation again, which is probably a different extension of
the actual project rather than the product.
Yeah.
Hmm.
A project. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because
yeah,
we're talking
so
about
how we actually went and what that's doing it.
Yeah. Alright, so do you guys feel like there was room for creativity?
I think we were pushed.
Pushed for creativity.
We weren't really given a lot of time or
materials.
Yeah. To go about our design tasks. So
yeah.
I think we could have done it a bit more time.
Okay, so it'd be like more time materials.
Yeah.
But you were allowed creativity.
Yeah.
I think so, like, but you were supposed to.
Yeah, and the conceptual and functional. Like, we were very creative in coming up with an idea, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we just limited by resources.
When we came down to
yeah.
it. Okay.
If we had decided to use the LCD screen and, like, solar power backup and everything, we wouldn't have been able to afford that. So that would, you know,
create
just. But, yeah. Super much I
leadership? Does this mean we're gonna try to like me?
Good leadership. I think we stayed on task.
Yeah,
yeah.
We did. As soon as we've come out with what we intended, a product within the budget, I think that's a sign of the leadership. And also, our personal coach helped us along the way. So, you know.
And the timing was good. We never were pushed for time or sat around doing nothing. So.
Yeah.
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 It's good teamwork. I think we were well suited to our roles.
Yeah.
All right, how are our needs? We need more Play-Doh colors.
Yeah, yeah, more Play-Doh, because that was all the red we had. So
yeah,
if we wanted to make it bigger, we wouldn't have been able to.
Okay.
Anything else? Satisfactory? Is that
Yeah, the computer programs are good.
Yeah, it's very straightforward for the computer.
Yeah, one of the things I
the
like
only thing was having to remember to, you know, to get okay. So
yeah.
I was the only one who was
that. I'm actually not sure if I'm safe for this edition.
They'll probably still be there.
New idea sound. I don't really know what that means.
I think we've all learned stuff on each other. Like when,
good discussion.
Yeah. About each other. So, got any ideas for this job?
I'm not sure. New ideas sound. Yeah, well, I guess we really, we bounced off of each other, which was cool.
Yeah.
Like, based on marketing stuff, and then you'd say something about interface, and,
yeah.
Yeah.
And we were able to modify each other's ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To fit in with our areas of expertise.
Yeah.
Oh, does it have smart materials, by the way?
Sorry?
Does it have smart materials?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did it come
in? I
don't know if we counted that. Okay. Well, that achieved. Our last slide is our closing slide. Yes, our costs are within the budget.
Yep.
It's evaluated generally positively.
Yeah.
And don't forget to complete final questionnaire and meeting summary. Then we celebrate in such a way that
by watching TV.
No idea.
Okay, brilliant.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.